ago, long before time. God made the earth and God made the sky. He screwed up a newspaper, tennis ball tight. He named it the sun and set it alight. Just as the light of the last day diminished, God made man in his own image. He blessed the earth and all that was in it. Looked down on his work and declared it was finished. And God gave man dominion on earth. He gave all of his creatures hunger and thirst. He put pride in the heart and fear in the herd. He gave venom to the bite and flight to the bird. Oh Lord, what do you have for me? Wrapped up underneath that apple tree. Give me wings, let me soar. And I'll be yours forever, Creator.
Ruth Theodore's song, Man of the Land, the album Cacticus, came out 9 years ago. Ruth, 9 years?
I know. Don't make me feel bad.
How is that even possible? Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, it's strange because it feels like, on one hand, where has all that time gone? And then when I actually look at the context of everything that's happened in life since then to now, it's crazy and I'm just grateful to be here. So well, 9 years is a lot and not much.
Yeah. Well, that song, Man of the Land, what can you say about that?
The initial inspiration for that song comes from a poem, and I don't remember the author of the poem at all or anything, but I remember that it's a long poem about the context of humanity and, you know, war and, well, I don't even know if they talk about war, but it's all this kind of existential stuff. And like the poet is really like getting into all this stuff. And then the very last line is, "That's funny," said the little bird, and flew effortlessly up into the air. I remember just reading that and just being like, that's so perfect, because I guess that's always something that I have really resonates with me, like how ridiculous some of the things that we do as a human race are. And it was quite a lovely way of kind of laughing at it from the perspective of the bird. So I just kind of took it a little bit further and have the birds talking. And it's the kind of retelling of the creation story, according to me and the bird, I guess.
We're talking with Ruth Theodore. She's in England right now. Are you on your boat?
No, I'm in a pub garden.
Oh, okay. that's just about as good.
Yeah, it's the last little bit of sun for the day, and I didn't want to be inside. So, I'm clutching at sun rays.
Totally makes sense. So we're talking about the album that is now 9 years old called Cacticus. And where's this name come from?
This record was actually named by Todd's wife, Ilana.
Huh.
And no, nobody knows this. Nobody's ever asked this. I was thinking about, obviously, cacti a lot. I nearly said that wrong then. So my feeling of the record was kind of very arid landscape. And then it was to do with kind of, I think, the resilience that I'd needed to get to where I was at that point. You know, like cacti, they have to be extremely resilient, don't they? They don't get fed enough stuff, or they do, but that's where they've evolved to survive a lot of nothingness. That's kind of how I'd felt. And then I'd met these backing singers that I'd worked with for a couple of years who helped me develop the songs that I then sent to Todd. And the guy on the cover is one of those singers. I just felt like they had kind of held me through that process. And he was the only one brave enough to get on camera. And so we just were covered in spikes and trying to kind of be a cactus in a desert of nothingness, but with this kind of warmth in the image. I know that, you know, I have a reputation as being kind of representative of queer people and things like that. And sometimes I get at shows like, "What's that front cover? I thought you were into women," or, you know, I'm like, come on, it's art, man. You know, like, you do whatever you like. So that's kind of it. You know, it was a desert-like thing. And there was also an element of strength to it. And I was thinking of words like Spartacus and things like that. So we were sitting around the table and I was describing all this stuff. And Ilana just went, "Cacticus." And we both went, "Yes." And so that was that.
That's very
cool. So yeah, credit to her.
That's great. Ruth Theodore is celebrating the 9th anniversary of her album Cacticus. Came out in 2016 for those who need some help with math, like me. Ruth, I'm also going to ask you, of course, like what's next for you? You mentioned as we were getting on the line here that you were looking at 2026 is a pretty big year for you. What are you hoping to do?
Well, I start off 2026 with an official showcase at Folk Alliance in New Orleans. And I've never been to New Orleans, and I've never done an official showcase, so that's all exciting for me. Looking forward to kind of getting out there and just, you know, schmoozing with people. And then I come back very briefly for some shows here, and then I'm back in March over in California. I'm doing a brief tour with Katie Dahl, D-A-H-L, Dahl. She's an amazing songwriter and playwright. I met her at Folk Alliance. So we're doing a few shows together. Mm. Then I'm heading to Todd Sickafoos, and we're going to do some recording and some writing together. And then I go on tour with Dahl Williams, which is just incredible for me. So we're doing like 18 dates down the West, Pacific Northwest, from Washington to Colorado. I never quite know what the terminology is for that, but that's where we're heading. Yeah, I've loved Dahl's music forever. We did a quick tour together in the UK, but it was only 3 dates, I think. We just got on so good, and I can't wait. And her new album's incredible, and it's just such a treat. And I've looked at some of the theaters, and they just look amazing. So I'm buzzing, yeah.
That'll be exciting. Well, of course, we hope you come on back to the Cock and Bull restaurant someday.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, I love that place. That guy runs it. It was amazing.
Oh, Rick. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
The album Cacticus, Ruth is celebrating 9 years of this amazing record. If you don't know it, because maybe you didn't know about Ruth much before we started playing her this past year, you might want to check it out. The last song we're going to hear is one of the tracks from it, one of the nine, The Carcass and the Pride. Ruth, what are you doing there?
Well, I don't play piano, or I didn't play piano, until I wrote this song. This was the first song I ever wrote on piano. So it's like a forbidden love song that just goes deeper into kind of what it means to have temptation and what it means to have to go for just the blue sky. Mm. You know, I think this one's hard to say, like, what's it about? It's just what I really, really, really wanted was just to create that feeling of the knife's edge between sort of glory and storm, you know, I don't know. And for those two things to just be pushing and pulling at each other.
Ruth Theodore, the album Cacticus, celebrating 9 years this year. Ruth, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Chris, thank you so much.
Cleanses us of sin, then it's a good thing.